another drink.
Plenty in the cellar when it's gone.
Drink, drink, the glasses clink.
Making tinkly music till the dawn is breaking.
Clang, clang, who cares a dang?
What's the difference when you're on a spree? Over the teeth, behind the gums. Look out, stomach, here she comes.
I have another drink on me. Gurgle, 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 gurgle. Gurgle, 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 gurgle. Trickle, 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 trickle. Slice of cheese and bite of pickle. Doesn't even cost a nickel now to wash it down. Whoa!
Clink, clink, no more to drink. I had a cellar full, but now it's gone. Drink, drink, the glasses clink. Like the anvil chorus and my head is splitting. A breaky, a busty. Oh, brother. Oh, ow. What do I do now? Pink elephants are running after me. Though that stuff was smooth as silk, from now on I'll stick to milk. Nothing else to drink for me.
That was Spike Jones and his City Slickers doing Clink Clink Another Drink here on KX93.5 Laguna's Only FM. I'm John Troy, and you are listening to John Troy's Crunchy Groove Sack. We listen to songs. Every song every week has a theme, and we talk about it from a musician's point of view. Spike Jones was sort of the Al Yankovic of his day. People think, oh yeah, Al Yankovic, he takes these songs and he makes fun of them. Well, how new? Well, that's what Spike Jones did. He was an American musician and band leader specializing in performing satirical arrangements of popular songs. Ballads and classical works that he would massacre received treatment that would be punctuated with gunshots, whistles, cowbells, and outlandish vocals. Excuse me. Through the 40s and 50s, the band recorded under the title Spike Jones and His City Slickers and toured the U.S. and Canada under the title The Musical Depreciation Review. The theme for this week is alcohol, drinking. And this next song is by Taj Mahal. Well, he sings it. It's an old song called Diving Duck Blues. If the river was whiskey and I was a diving duck, I'd swim to the bottom and drink my way back up. It's a 12-bar blues. We'll talk more about what that means later on in these podcasts. Notice here that the bass and guitar are playing in unison. I think that's the line. And they're playing it together. The guitar and the bass are playing together. And you notice during the guitar solo, there's no guitar playing with the bass anymore. It's like Superman and Clark Kent. They're never seen in the same room together. And then after the solo, then the guitar is playing with the bass again. This isn't hard stuff, but anybody who knows anything about music is going to go, well, duh, Troy. But this show, if you like music, but you don't know jack about it, then this show is for you. So let's listen to Taj Mahal singing Diving Duck Blues here on KX93.5, Laguna's Only FM. Listen.
I was a diving duck if the river was whiskey, baby. And I was a diving duck. Ooh, I would dive on the bottom, baby, and I'd never come up. You know the sun gonna shine in my back door, in my lonesome back, you know, in my lonesome back door someday. The sun gonna shine in my lonesome back door someday. You know the wind gonna rise up and blow my natural blues away. Let me be your sidetrack, baby, honey, to your main line, to your natural main line, come.
Let me be your sidetrack, baby, to your natural mainline. Come, I'm a dough rolling daddy, roll you from sun to sun. Around me, baby, like the circle around the sun. Won't you do me pretty, mama, like your easy rider dumb? Won't you put your arms around me, baby, honey, like the circle around the rising sun. Won't you do me pretty, baby, like my easy rider dumb? If the river were whiskey and I was a diving, baby, I was a diving, I was a diving duck if the river was whiskey, baby, and I was a diving duck. Ooh, I'd dive on the bottom, baby, and I'd never come up. I'd dive on the bottom, baby, and I'd never come up.
Never come up, that's Taj Mahal singing Divin' Duck Blues here on KX93.5 Laguna's Only FM. I'm John Troy, and we're listening to songs about drinking. Now, this next song is pretty funny. I guess you might not be surprised to hear. When I decided that I'd dedicate this show to alcohol and to drinking, I started looking around, and just about all the songs out there about drinking are country songs. Yeah. You know, no big news there. And blues. And then it starts to spread out. But man, there's a lot of country songs about drinking. Now, some people I've heard say, I don't like country music, or I don't like opera. Well, if you say that, you're just dumb, because there's a lot of good music, man. And you're cutting yourself off. I mean, you're just shutting the door. You stand in the door. You're like a kid. I don't like it. You haven't tried it. Well, I tasted broccoli once, so I don't want anything green ever again. You know, you gotta, you know, grow up. Listen. Now, country music has a rich history, and it's full of great talent. Now, George Jones, this kind of singing, it's a craft, and the more you listen, I promise you listen to George Jones, these old cats, and you start to listen to what they're doing. It's amazing. It's amazing. But it's like trying to explain to you what fish tastes like. You know, I can't explain it to you. You gotta try it. You try it and you go, wow, okay. Like maybe the first thing you try, maybe scallops. There was a long time I didn't like scallops, but I went, well, I'll try something else. You know, and I realized that, hey, fish tastes good. It just does. I can't tell you why. I can't tell you how, but it does. And it's the same with country music. You got to try it, man. George Jones had this way of singing, and the way he would work his phrasing, the way he would give vowels different flavors. He'd open and close his throat in different ways to evoke emotions and give heart to the words, pour his guts into the words. The words of this are pretty grim. You know, he says the blood from my body. He's talking about he passes out on the car horn, and everybody in the neighborhood knows he's home, and the blood from his body would fuel a whiskey still. Is pretty hyperbolic, but it's just great. This is George Jones singing "If Drinking Don't Kill Me, Her Memory Will," here on KX93.5, Laguna's Only FM. Listen.
The bars are all closed. It's 4 in the morning. I must have shut them all down. By the shape that I'm in, I lay my head on the wheel, and the horn begins honking. The whole neighborhood let them home drunk again. If drinking don't kill me, her memory will. I can't hold out much longer the way that I feel. With the blood from my body, I could start my own steel. But if drinking don't kill me, her memory will. These old bones, they move slow, but so sure of their footsteps. As I trip on the floor and I lightly touch down, Lord, it's been 10 bottles since I tried to forget her. But the memory still lingers lying here on the ground. And if drinking don't kill me, her memory will. I can't hold out much longer the way that I feel. With the blood from my body, I could start my own still. But if drinking don't kill me, her memory will.
Yeah, that's George Jones singing, "If Drinking Don't Kill Me, Her Memory Will." Here on KX93.5 Laguna's Only FM. I'm John Troy, and this is John Troy's Crunchy Groove Sack. Well, we're listening to songs about drinking. Now, that song was in 3/4 time. Most popular music in this country is in 4/4. That was in 3/4. 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1. Okay? Now, since that was a country song, I thought I'd bunch my country songs together so they're nice and bunched, and play another sort of god in the pantheon of old country music. This is Merle Haggard singing about his home away from home. Merle Haggard singing "Swinging Doors" here on KX93.5, Laguna's Only FM. Listen.
This old smoke-filled bar is something I'm not used to. But I gave up my home to see you satisfied. And I just called to let you know where I'll be living. It's not much, but I feel welcome here inside. Got swinging doors, a jukebox, and a bar stool. And my new home has a flashing neon sign. Stop by and see me anytime you want to, 'cause I'm always here at home till closing time. Thank you. that drive me crazy. And I've got everything it takes to lose my mind. And in here the atmosphere's just right for heartaches. And thanks to you I'm always here till closing time. I've got swinging doors, a jukebox, and a bar stool. And my new home has a flashing neon sign. Stop by and see me anytime you want to, 'cause I'm always here at home till closing time. I'm always here at home till closing time.
That's the way it's done. That's Merle Haggard singing Swinging Doors here on KX93.5, Laguna's only FM. All right, let's step away from country a bit and get back to the blues. This next song by Stick McGee is called Drinking Wine, Spodeyody. Now, a lot of people think Spodeyody, that wasn't his original lyrics. He wrote this in the Army. He served in World War II, Stick McGee did, and he wrote this in the Army. He sang it for his buddies. And the original lyrics were, drinking wine, mother, beep, or drinking wine, goddamn. Drinking wine, mother, beep, or drinking wine, goddamn. Now, that mother, or is not something that he could record, so he had to change it. So he had to find something else. So he stuck in a Spodeyody as a drink. It's port and bourbon in layers, or once you get tired of making layers, you just throw them both in there. It sweetens it. And there's nothing like sweetness to make you not realize how you're getting hammered. There's a certain honesty to bourbon. When you knock one back, just when it goes into your mouth, it goes pow, you know, and then you swallow it, it goes pow. And you know, after that first shot, you know this drink is kicking your ass. But when you put the port in there, it gets nice and sweet. So you go, oh, that's nice. Yeah, let me have another one right now. And you don't, before you know it, you're studying the tile of the restaurant bathroom floor. Aren't you now? Yes, you are. So Stick McGee recorded this in 1949 with not the original lyrics. He stuck in Wine, Spodeyody. So people think Wine, Spodeyody, I don't know what they think. I just told you what to think. Me and Rush Limbaugh, we tell you what to think. Okay? Okay, so here's Stick McGee singing Drinking Wine, Spodeyody here on KX93.5, Laguna's only FM. Listen.
Down in New Orleans where everything is fine, all them cats is drinking that wine, drinking that mess, their delight. When it gets drunk, start singing all night, drinking wine, Spodeyody, drink wine,
mop, mop.
Wine, Spodeyody, drink wine,
mop, mop.
Wine, Spodeyody, drink wine,
mop, mop.
Pass that bottle to me. Drinking that mess, their delight. When it gets drunk, start fighting all night, knocking down the windows and tearing out doors, drinking half a gallon and calling for more. Drinking wine, Spodeyody, drink wine,
mop, mop.
Wine, Spodeyody, drink wine,
mop, mop.
Wine, Spodeyody, drink wine,
mop, mop.
Pass that bottle to me. Hoy, hoy, hoy.
Wine, wine, wine.
Elderberry.
Wine, wine, wine.
Or cherry.
Wine, wine, wine.
Blackberry.
Wine, wine, wine.
Half and half.
Wine, wine, wine.
Oh boy, pass that bottle to me. If you want to get along, New Orleans town, buy some wine and pass it all around. Age runs up, 49. All those cats, they love sweet wine. Drinking wine, Spodeyody, drink wine.
Mop, mop.
Wine's for you to drink wine.
Mama.
Wine's for you to drink wine.
Mama.
Pass that bottle to me. Hoy, hoy.
Wine, wine, wine.
Elderberry.
Wine, wine, wine.
Port sherry.
Wine, wine, wine.
Blackberry.
Wine, wine, wine.
Heaven has.
Wine, wine, wine.
Oh boy, pass that bottle to me. Drink that slop. That's what I'm talking about. Ah, drink it. Sneaky Pete. Down on Rampa Street at Willie's Den. He wasn't selling but a little gin. One cat wanted a bottle of wine. If that cat for a dollar and a dime, a drinking wine's for you to drink wine.
Mama.
Wine's for you to drink wine.
Mama.
Wine's for you to drink wine.
Mama.
Pass that bottle to me. Hoy, hoy.
Wine, wine, wine.
Elderberry.
Wine, wine, wine.
Port sherry.
Wine, wine, wine.
Blackberry.
Wine, wine, wine.
Heaven has.
Wine, wine, wine.
Oh boy, pass that bottle to me. I got a nickel, have you got a dime? Let's get together and get a little wine. Some buys a fifth, some buys a quart. But when you buy sherry, now you're doing things smart. Drinking wine's for you to drink wine.
Mama.
Drinking wine's for you to drink wine.
Mama.
Wine's for you to drink wine.
Mama.
Pass that bottle to me.
There's Stick McGee doing Wine Spodiote here on KX93.5 Laguna's Only FM. I'm John Troy, and this is John Troy's Crunchy Groove Sack. Tonight we're listening to songs about drinking. Now this one, that song was sort of a celebratory one. And this next one has lyrics like, "Whiskey, gin and brandy, with a glass I'm pretty handy. I'm trying to walk a straight line on sour mash and cheap wine. So join me for a drink, boys. We're going to make a big noise, so don't worry about tomorrow. Take it today. Forget about the tip. We'll get hell to pay. Have a drink on me. I'm dizzy, drunk, and fighting on tequila white lightning. My glass is getting shorter on whiskey, ice, and water. So come on, have a good time. Get blinded out of your mind. Don't worry about tomorrow. Take it today. Forget about the check. We'll get hell to pay. Get stoned. Roll around. Going to hit the ground. Take another swig. Have another drink. Going to drink it dry. Going to get me high. Come on, boys." So that doesn't sound too much like country, does it? Nope. That's rock. That is rock and roll. That is AC/DC. Who else? Leave it to them. And it's a celebratory song. No holds barred. I don't think we have the common mean here. Moderation in all things. No, I think not. This is AC/DC doing Have a Drink on Me here on KX93.5, Laguna's Only FM. Listen. That was Old Iron Throat and AC/DC singing Have a Drink on Me here on KX93.5, Laguna's only FM. I'm John Troy. We're listening to songs about drinking. You know, there's a couple of songs I would have put into this show, but I put them there. If you want to hear them, they're in the, what's it called? We're All Bums When the Wagon Comes. My podcast from about a month ago called We're All Bums When the Wagon Comes. These two songs, because I don't want to repeat songs if I don't have to. And those two songs are called Quiet Whiskey by Wynonie Harris and I Got Loaded by Little Bob and the Lollipops. And you should, if you want to hear more songs about drinking, really great ones, you should go to that podcast, We're All Bums When the Wagon Comes, which is a line from a Fats Waller tune, and listen to those songs. All right. Now, AC/DC and the song before it have been celebratory. The good times of drinking. The George Jones, the country ones, both of those were sort of self-pitying for me. I have to drink because I'm so bummed. I really don't have any choice in it. I just have to drink, understand? And now we're going to go back to country again. This song is by Emmylou Harris, and it's an observer talking about a woman who has lost her way due to alcohol, and it's called Queen of the Silver Dollar by Emmylou Harris here on KX93.5, Laguna's only FM. Listen.
She arrives in all her splendor each night at 9 o'clock. Her chariot is a crosstown bus that stops right down the block. Now the old piano minstrel plays a tune as she walks in, and the queen of the silver dollars home again. She's the queen of the silver dollar. She rules a smoky kingdom. Her scepter is a wine glass, and a bar stool is her throne. Now the jesters flock around her, trying to win her favors, to see which one will take the queen of the silver dollar home. Now the royal dress is satin, it's shabby, it's torn. The royal jewels are rhinestones. The shoes are scuffed and worn. Of the many roads she's been down and the places that she's seen, well, they all look at her and say, God save the queen. She's the queen of a silver dollar. She rules a smoky kingdom. A man who found her and he brought her to this world. He's the one who made a queen of a simple country girl. Yes, I'm the queen of a silver dollar. I rule a smoky kingdom. A scepter is a wine glass.
Which one?
They're fading away. That's Emmylou Harris singing Queen of the Silver Dollar here on KX93.5, Laguna's only FM. I'm John Troy. We're listening to songs about drinking. So, in that one, she was talking about she, and then it became I. It was, I am the queen of the silver dollar, and she lays it at the feet of a man who brought her into that world, and so I guess it's his fault. But drinking is something I know something about, and a lot of people do. Some say that the only people who really know anything about drinking are the people who have quit. you might wonder, I mean, everybody out there knows somebody who drinks, knows somebody who's had some trouble, and if you want to talk about it, it's a good thing to talk about. You know, it's a thing that a lot of people don't want to talk about. If you search for, if you just search 10 questions alcoholic, you'll get variations. But basically, the question is, your main question is, am I an alcoholic? Well, ask yourself these questions. One, do you lose time from work due to drinking? Two, is drinking making your home life unhappy? Three, is drinking affecting your reputation? Four, have you ever felt remorse after drinking? Five, do you crave a drink at a definite time every day? Six, do you want to take a drink the next morning? Seven, do you drink alone? Eight, have you ever had a complete loss of memory? Yeah, that's called blackout. Not pass out, blackout. That's when you're walking and talking and doing things and you wake up the next day and it's just been deleted from your hard drive, from your memory. You don't know. You don't remember driving home. You don't remember coming to the house. And you just wake up and you can't remember. Oh, yeah. Nine, is drinking jeopardizing your job or your business? 10, have you ever been to a hospital or institution on account of drinking? If you can answer yes to any one of those questions, you got something to think about, buddy. You got something to think about. You really do. If you answered yes to three or more, then, pal, you got a problem. You really do. If you have to accommodate your life, if you got to call in sick and come in late because you're hungover, or if you got to cancel an appointment with somebody, you know, if you got to accommodate your drinking and sort of work your life around it, then it owns you, pal. You don't own it. I mean, who's in charge here, man? Who's in charge? You know, it's something to think about. You know, and people think the AA meetings, I'm not here, I'm not proselytizing. Don't get me wrong, I am not proselytizing. I'm just telling you what it's like, though. If you don't know, it's all it is, it's not a cult. All it is people talking about drinking. That's it. You walk in the room, and it's just people talking about, nobody takes your name, nobody takes your number. You know, you just have, you know, there's donuts and coffee, you sit down, and you listen to people talk. You don't have to do anything. You don't have to say anything. You can sit in the back and walk out. You know, it's just people talking about it. That's all. That is all it is. You know, and if you're worried about seeing somebody you know, because if you go to your area, you probably will. You walk in, oh my God, there's Joe. I had no idea who was a stinking drunk. But, you know, they say never compare. They say never compare, always identify. Because if you see some stumble bum, you think, well, you know, he's an alcoholic, obviously, but you're both playing with the same fire, pal. You're both playing with the same fire, okay? Now, here's another one about a lost soul. It's another country song. It's Ricky Skaggs singing She's More to Be Pitied in 6/8 time here on KX93.5, Laguna's only FM. Listen.
Life she's led. She's more to be pitied.
Is That Not Sweet Stuff? That's Ricky Skaggs singing She's More to Be Pitied, Poor Thing, here on KX93.5, Laguna's only FM, here in Laguna Beach, California. I'm looking out into the Southern California night. I'm looking at the Pacific Coast Highway. Behind me, the broad Pacific. Well, this is John Troy, and we're listening to my show, which is John Troy's Crunchy Groove Sack. I'll hold my sack up against anybody's because all my grooves are crunchy. Tonight, we're listening to songs about booze, about drinking. That's something I know something about. Drinking? Oh, yes, I do. And this next song is by Ray Charles. That was a guy who knew something about inebriants. He sings this song called Let's Go Get Stoned. This is 1966. Now, people think getting stoned is getting high like smoking pot. No, no, in the old days, getting stoned was getting drunk, you know, getting high. And getting high was getting drunk. And being out on a toot, people think being on a toot is cocaine. No, no, being out on a toot, that's getting drunk. It's all talking about the same thing anyway. It doesn't really matter what you use. You know, in AA, they say you're your drug of choice. And they include alcohol, because alcohol is a drug. You know, it messes with your mind. So let's listen to Ray Charles sing Let's Go Get Stoned, Baby, here on KX93.5, Laguna's only FM. Listen.
Now wait a minute. You know my baby, she won't let me in. I've got a few pennies. I'm gonna buy myself a bottle of gin, and then I'm gonna call my buddy on the telephone and say, listen, you know I work so hard all day long. Everything I try to do seems to always turn out wrong. That's why I want to stop by on my way home and say, let me tell you one more thing. Ain't no harm to have a little taste, but don't lose your cool and start messing up the man's place. Ain't no harm to take a little nip, but don't you fall down. What's your lip? No, no. I think everybody ought to come on and go with me.
Man. Oh, man, oh, man. That, you know, that guy. It doesn't get any better than that. That's Ray Charles. Who'd you think it was? Singing Let's Go Get Stoned here on KX93.5, Laguna's only FM, here in Laguna Beach, California. I'm John Troy. We're listening to songs about drinking. Here is Lambert, Hendrix, and Ross. Who are they? Well, you heard of jazz singers, right? They're jazz singers. They can scat, diddly bebop, and all that stuff, like Ella Fitzgerald and Mel Torme. Mel Torme, by the way. I got to play some Mel Torme one of these nights. The guy, that guy was amazing. Well, so I will, but not now. Okay. This is what makes this act distinctive is that it's three people. Three jazz singers, all three of them are quite good in their own individually, but they pooled their forces, their talent, and became quite a hit. On this one, though, it just features one of them. I'm sorry I don't have their names in front of me. Well, I mean, what that is, I don't know which one this is, but I know it's either Lambert, Hendrix, or Ross. I can guarantee that. And he's singing this thing called Give Me That Wine. And the people in the background are going, unhand that bottle. I like that. This is Lambert, Hendrix, and Ross singing Give Me That Wine here on KX93.5, Laguna's only FM. Listen.
My wife got tired of me running around, so she tried to keep me home. Well, she broke my nose and hit my clothes, but I continued to roam. Then she finally hit my weak spot, threatened to throw my bottle out. Well, from the basement to the rooftop, everybody could hear me shout, give me that wine, oh, give me that wine, yeah, give me that wine, 'cause I can't cut loose without my juice. I got to have Hot Lucy when I go walking, you know. Well, one day while crossing the avenue, a big car knocked me down. While I was stretched out, tying up traffic, and crowds came for blocks around. Now the police were searching my pockets before they sent me to the funeral parlor. But when one of them cops took my bottle jack, I jumped straight up and commenced to holler. Give me that wine. Oh, give me that wine. Give me that wine. 'Cause I can't get well without Muscatel. I only drink for medicinal purposes anyway. Well, now one real dark and dreary night, as I was staggering home to bed, well, the bandit jumped from the shadows and put a blackjack side my head. That cat took my watch, my ring, my money, and I didn't make a sound. But when he reached and got my bottle, you could hear me for blocks around. Give me that wine. Oh, give me that wine. Give me that wine. Beat my head out of shape, but leave my grape. Watch, ring, and money ain't nothing. Don't mess with my wine, Jim. Well, one day my house caught fire while I was laying down sleeping off a nap. And when I woke up, everything was burning with a pop and a crackle and a snap. Now the fireman chopped up my TV set and tore my apartment apart. But when he raised his axe to my bottle, I screamed with all my heart. Give me that wine. Oh, give me that wine. Give me that wine. So I can drink one tote before I roast. No sense in going out half-baked. Might as well be all tore. You can take all those Hollywood glamour girls, Lana Turner, Rita Hayworth, Brigitte Bardot, and Lucille Ball, and all them chicks, and line them upside the wall. Put a gigantic jug beside them and tell me to take my choice. Well, there'd be no doubt which one I chose the minute I raised my voice. Give me that wine. Chicks look fine, but I love my wine. Now some folks like money, some like to dance and dine, but I'll be happy if you give me that wine. Give me that wine.
Unhand that bottle.
Unhand that bottle here on KX93.5, Laguna's only FM. In Laguna Beach, California. And that was Lambert, Hendrix, and Ross singing Give Me That Wine. All right, now for the past hour you've been listening to John Troy's Crunchy Groove Sack. I'm John Troy, and we listen to songs from a musician's point of view. I talk about the songs and the mechanics and how they're put together. I haven't been doing a whole lot of that this time. I've just been listening and having fun. Thinking about drinking, you know. Drinking is, if you're drinking, it's good to think about it. You know, just think about it. Even better maybe to talk about it. Just wave to a guy. Guy's walking up the street, waved at me, so I waved back. Wasn't that nice of me? All right, so you can like me on my Facebook fan page, which is facebook.com/JohnTroyMusic. You can read my blog at johntroy.net. And you can come see me play. I just did a couple shows with Nick I and ADD. Did the Mozambique and Laguna Beach. It was nuts. Just like his song says, the beep is off the chain. And then next Saturday I'll be with, let's see. Well, I don't remember where I'm going to be next Saturday. Either at the Lumberyard, well, I don't know. But if you write to me on my fan page, on my Facebook page, I will, and ask to be on my mailing list and give me your email address, then I'll put you on the mailing list. Okay, this next song is by the Paul Butterfield Blues Band. Now, Paul Butterfield, the irony of some of the stuff these people sing about alcohol and then they die, like the perfect irony, of course, was Amy Winehouse, you know. It said go to rehab. I said, no, no, no. Well, look, girl, now you're dead, dead, dead. And Paul Butterfield was told to quit drinking or die, and he chose to die. That guy was, I knew him a little bit. I was acquainted with him. I can tell you that, never mind. I'm not going to talk about it, Paul. But he was a good musician. He and his band, he had Elvin Bishop. Elvin Bishop, remember that song? What was that song? Well, I can't remember that either. And he had Mike Bloomfield, two good guitar players who went on. Well, Mike Bloomfield, he died of an overdose, too. And Elvin Bishop, I think he's still around. Of course he is. He's still playing. Fooled Around, that's the song. Fooled around and fell in love. That's Elvin Bishop. He's not singing that, but it's his song. It was his band, the Elvin Bishop Groove or something like that. All right, so thank you very much for listening to me the past hour. I'm going to sign off with this song now. It's going to slow fade in, so when I say listen like I always do, you'll have to really listen because he fades in from nothing. This is Paul Butterfield and his band, doing Drunk Again here on KX93.5 Laguna's Only FM. Listen.
My woman says it's a doggone shame the way some men bring their wives money and furs and jewelry. I come home, ain't got a dime, and smelling like a brewery. I'm drunk again. I've been drinking Gordon's gin. Well, I tried to quit, but it ain't no use. I just can't cut that juice. Loose. Gin has got me to the place where I don't know what to do. My wife has quit me and my girlfriend too. I'm drunk again. I've been drinking Gordon's gin. Well, I tried to quit, but it just ain't no use. I can't cut that juice. A loose. No, I can't quit it. My old lady's gone, too. Boy, boy, boy. I guess I'll go ahead and take me a walk. Might make me feel better. I guess I'll go on by old John's tavern. See what's happening down there. Sound like a George Wayne this evening. Look at all the pretty chicks. I swan. There's old Dinwiddie. What's happening, son? How you been doing? I ain't seen you in a long time. And Wilson, too. Boy, 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 boy. Look at here. Hey, John! How about a little tape? You know what I want. Give me a big old glass of them good old bitters, a big old glass of gin. That's exactly what I need. Mmm. Sure feels good. Give me another one. Yeah. Things are starting to look better, y'all. Yeah! Come here, girl. What's your name? What's your name, girl? Say what? All right, you be like that. Crabshaw don't care. Yeah, I'm having a good time. That's old Butterfield's band up there, ain't it? Sure sounding good. Boy, I love that music. All right. That's what I like about Chicago. I love good music and I love good gin. John, set him up again. I like that stuff. Woo! I believe I'm getting drunk. Drunk as Grandpa's old yellow hog. Yeah. Man, when I get drunk, I feel like playing my own self. Yes, I do.